This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. California has more senior citizens than any other state, and one of the most pressing issues they face is isolation. One promising new model to help them deal with that is called the Village Movement. It's pretty simple. Seniors in a particular area band together to form a nonprofit organization. In other words, a village. The annual dues can help pay for administrators and shared services like transportation, meal delivery, or social activities. In this first story in a series on seniors making social connections, KALW's Jen Chien gives us an inside look at a village in San Francisco.
Would you like some hot chocolate?
A half dozen friends bustle around in the kitchen of Gail Switzer's spacious condo.
And we have cookies here, little almond thingies.
They get their snacks together, then head to the living room, where they settle in on comfy couches and chairs to watch a movie on the big screen TV.
If you prefer it sweeter, there's sugar here.
This isn't just an ordinary friend get-together. This gathering is an official activity of Next Village San Francisco, a cooperative membership organization for seniors in the northeast region of the city. Next Village hosts monthly movie screenings. This time, it's a Bing Crosby musical.
I haven't seen this movie in years.
Neither have I.
Next Village was founded in 2009 by a group of neighbors. They had read about the village concept in the New York Times and thought it would be a great option for themselves. They were all in their 60s and 70s and wanted to stay in their own homes as they got older, what's known as aging in place.
And like June says, you know, I'm old, so I'm going to be needing these services soon. I want to know where to go to get them.
Marie Mansi is a member of Next Village. She's 77, but looks younger, with curly hair and a vivacious smile. She says the village is a way for her to make and maintain social connections in the city.
I lived in the same apartment building for 26 years, and I don't know anybody. I know two people in the building. You know, and I know that one of them broke her arm a couple of years ago, and I did help her. But I don't know anybody else in the building that has done anything like that.
She says these days, it seems like everybody, young and old, is too busy to really get to know their neighbors.
So I think Village is definitely taking place of a lot of the hometown stuff that happened. That's what we're doing. We're creating, you know, villages. Yeah, and it takes one.
Harvey, do you dance?
Harvey Hackers, also at movie night tonight. He's 74, a founding member of Next, and says the village creates two sets of opportunities.
An opportunity to receive a hand when you need it, but at least equally important, an opportunity for you to give a hand.
This concept of mutual aid is one of the most innovative aspects of the village model. Members are encouraged to also be volunteers. Through the phone, email, or in-person visits, the village coordinates rides, referrals, social activities, and all the little things that can help someone age in place. Studies have shown aging in place has great financial, psychological, and health benefits, but it can be hard to pull off.
You don't get to be 60 or 70 or 80 without having some sort of physical impairment. Very few people are not needing any help of any kind.
Jacqueline Zimmer-Jones is the executive director of Next. She says villages are not just a support for aging in place, but they also tackle the economic problems of being a middle-class senior. Many bring in just enough to take them out of eligibility for government benefits.
If you have a lot of money, you can buy the services that you need. But if you don't, you could spend a lot of your resources just trying to get yourself back and forth to the doctors.
And in San Francisco, issues around aging are compounded by astronomical housing costs. For some, aging itself means aging in place. There's nowhere else to go.
A lot of people live in rent-controlled apartments. And if they had to move, they couldn't, because where would they move? And where would they come up with a down payment in the first and last months? I mean, that's just not going to happen. They have to stay where they are, no matter what.
Where they are is often an apartment building with stairs or far from public transportation. Jones says there are some publicly funded services that address these individual needs, but the Village offers something different.
Loneliness is an incredible contributor to poor health. So we want to change that. We're changing that with these connections that we build and these friendships that we build. We're not a medical model. We're not a nutrition facility. So we just fill a niche that federal programs can't possibly fill.
That's why villages are so interesting to Ann Hinton, head of San Francisco's Department of Aging and Adult Services.
Because frankly, we've got this growing aging population. We have really no ability to fund the number and level of programs that would be needed to really provide for this population.
Hinton's department has awarded $250,000 of grant money to Next Village over the past few years. That's actually pretty rare. Most villages don't get any government help. Hinton says there's great promise for the village model to become a non-government funded solution for seniors, but they can't always get there on their own.
And frankly, we have seen organizations close their doors after many, many years because they didn't have good infrastructure, and there isn't always money for that.
So she says that's where the city's funding can help, to sustain the village as it grows.
I think it's well worth the investment. It's not that much money, frankly, in the scheme of all the things that we do.
Villages are relatively new. The first one started in Boston in 2002 in one of that city's wealthiest neighborhoods. As the model has spread, one criticism has been they tend to attract a homogeneous population, mostly white, heterosexual, and middle to upper class. And some complain that membership dues put villages out of reach for lower income seniors. Next Village has been using some of their city grant money to diversify its membership. But according to Executive Director Jacqueline Zimmer-Jones, more than half of Next Village's members are subsidized with the grants from the city.
So anyone whose income is below $48,500 a year can join at no cost. They can contribute toward their membership if they like, but it's free to them.
There are several levels of membership with different pricing for different benefits. Jones says this not only helps to bring different kinds of people into the mix, it also encourages them to join even if they don't need any services yet.
And that's really what you want, is for people to get on board early and support the village so it's there when they need it. Not just say, I don't need it, and then say, oh, I broke my wrist, I need it. You want people to help build the community so it's there for everyone.
Is Louise sitting over here? Where's Maria? Maria!
Tina, where are you going to sit?
In the common room at North Beach Senior Apartments, it's Scrabble time.
Yeah, sorry.
You have to make it seven.
About a dozen people, diverse in age and ethnicity, gather at round wooden tables. Games are heating up.
And so that is 4, 5, 6. And so that's 12. Because you got double.
Next puts on this lunch event here every month. It draws a regular crowd, but there are some new faces here today.
Can I put L-I-T here? Lit, L-I-T, lit, like that?
Again, Village member Harvey Hacker.
You don't make friends by going out and saying, I want to have friends. You find that you get involved with a group effort that is directed at something larger than any of the individuals. And then you look up 6 months later and discover, whoa, I got some friends here.
Friends that together weave a safety net, strong enough to hold each other through whatever comes next.
So that's 3, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and this is triple. 10 is 13, and that's 14? Yes.
In North Beach, I'm Jen Cheehan for Cross Currents.
Okay.